You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to West Michigan's music scene, where so many talented artists are turning out many styles of music. We're going to start taking a monthly listen to music in West Michigan. And for that, we turn to John Sinkovich, who's the editor and the publisher of LocalSpins.com. It's a website that really covers West Michigan's music scene. And John, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm really excited to have Local Spins be a part of Stateside and to share with folks across the state what's happening in West Michigan's music scene, because we have an incredible pool of musical talent stretching from St. Joe to Traverse City and beyond, and I'm really looking forward to spotlighting some of those bands and solo artists every month. I think it's going to be real exciting.
John, tell us a little how you wound up doing this in-depth coverage of West Michigan music.
So I was a reporter for the Grand Rapids Press for about three decades, I hate to say that, but the last 12 years or so, I was covering the music scene, and when that came to an end, and I realized that there were lots of vibrant, wonderful things happening in the music scene about 5 years ago, I decided to start the Local Spins website to make sure that this stuff got showcased, and it's been a real exciting journey. It's incredible to see what's been happening in the Grand Rapids area and in Kalamazoo and in Traverse City with some of the bands that really deserve attention and a spotlight, and they really weren't finding a place for that anywhere else in any of the publications who really have sort of abdicated covering the local music scene. And with Michigan and what's happening here, it deserves a lot more attention than it's been getting. And frankly, it's been great. The website is sort of the middle part of what I do. And we have a concert series that we host here in Grand Rapids on a weekly basis. I do a couple of radio shows here. And on top of that, we also syndicate some of our stories for use in other publications like the Holland Sentinel and the Traverse City Record Eagle.
And you're a musician as well as a journalist.
Yeah, I consider it a hobby at this point. My band, the Honeytones, has been together for probably about 30 years. The guitarist and I have been together for that long. We always laugh that we've been together longer than most marriages. But we get out there and have some fun with it. And we try to play out whenever we can. Most of the time it's for charity causes. We're actually going to try to do a Steve Earle tribute later this year. So that's going to be an adventure too.
All right, so we're going to start plunging in here and meeting some of the artists, starting with Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. Tell us about them.
You know, anybody who's seen Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers live knows that it's a special experience. They've really developed a big audience here in West Michigan. They're sort of based in the Lansing area, though some of the members are throughout the state. They ooze this sort of funky and pop and soul-hued approach, and their stage show is pretty amazing. If you've ever seen him, Joe Hertler often wears these rainbow-colored wings on stage. It makes them a real festival favorite, and they've been touring the country quite a bit. They put out this album earlier this year called Pluto. They did it independently. And it comes after 2015's album Terra Incognita, which actually came out on a national label, Bad Mascot, but they sort of parted ways with them. And so now the six-piece band is doing things on their own, and I think it's worked out really well for them. They played actually the first show at the 20 Monroe Live venue here in Grand Rapids in February, and after that they took off on tour, came back and played this amazing show in Kalamazoo last week. Truly a fan favorite, and their new album really sort of shows off what they do best.
Well, let's take a listen to a track from that new album. This track is American Color. You describe their sound?
You know, they, I think, like to think of themselves as being a pop band, first and foremost. Their sound began as a folkier sort of a thing when they first started out, but they've really become a little funkier. They have a saxophone that's part of the approach, and so, frankly, they're more of a dance band and a festival band than just about anything else, and they are really unique. I really love their sound. I think that they really stand out even among festival bands, but truly they are a summer band.
Okay, well, next up, I kind of love the name of this group, Hollywood Makeout. And you say they're kind of a super group?
Yeah, it's interesting. In the Grand Rapids area, several of these members in the band are in other groups, including singer Aaron Leno and bassist guitarist Cedric Canero and drummer Tim Broderick. And when they got together to put together this sort of garage rock with surf and psych rock elements, it really came together very well. This is their sophomore album. I love the fact that they have fun with what they do, and pretty much every one of their shows is sort of an opportunity to sort of just really embrace their audience. That's why a couple of weeks ago when they actually released this album, they released it on board the Grand Lady Riverboat, heading down the Grand River west of Grand Rapids, and it was a sold-out show. People were having a great time. They were dressed in nautical themes. Just really made it a lot of fun, and it really fits the kind of music that they play.
Well, let's get a sample of that. This is Wheelhouse. Hollywood Makeout with a track from their sophomore release. And that talk about a sense of fun. I think that reflects in the name of this release, which is?
Yeah, Speedo Spider. And interestingly enough, it was recorded in an all-analog recording studio here in the Grand Rapids area called Goon Lagoon. It was co-produced by Tommy Schichtel, who's also a member of the band The Concussions, a real popular surf rock band here. But he really has a lot of vintage gear in the studio, and I really think it brought out the best in this band.
What, how does that shape the sound, being an all-analog studio?
It's a lot warmer. There's a lot more real sounds to it, especially if you're a band that really appreciates sort of that the sonic elements that have really created some of the best music from the 50s and 60s. I think it really speaks to that kind of approach. And I think a band like Hollywood Makeout really appreciates sort of that retro sound. And I think it, Tommy always does a marvelous job with all of the productions that he does at his studio, especially when it comes to some of the vintage keyboards and guitar amps that he uses.
Okay, everybody, so tune your ears to listen to this warmer all-analog sound. This track is Orange Peels and Ashtrays. Switch gears or genres for a moment, and everyone kind of prepare to have your mind blown before we talk about this artist. So let's take a listen first. All right, John, tell us who is playing that guitar. Who are we listening to?
That is Jake Kershaw, and he is a 16-year-old kid from Marshall, Michigan, a 10th grader at Marshall High School. He also happens to play euphonium in the marching and symphonic bands. But this student of the blues has really turned a lot of heads. Every time I've seen him perform live, he's the kind of guy that everybody wants to take videos of him and photos and be right on top of the stage, because it's kind of like watching a young Joe Bonamassa or a Johnny Lang back in the day when they were first getting started. He does amazing electric guitar work, and he really appreciates the blues icons from whence he got picked up his skills. He actually was interesting. He took guitar lessons for about a year, acoustic guitar lessons, and never really appreciated it. He started listening to some other blues artists, Stevie Ray Vaughan, for instance, online, and decided he had to learn how to play like Steve Ray Vaughan. And from there, it's been nothing but great music since. His trio is booked throughout the summer, and they're releasing their first album in a couple of weeks in mid-June called Peace of My Mind. And he's just a great, great kid on top of being a marvelous musician and one who really appreciates, like I say, sort of the iconic and seminal blues artists who really are inspirational for a lot of artists over the years.
Very, very, very clear from listening to him. So we'll hear his vocals now as well as some of his guitar playing. This is Jake Kershaw, I've Been Waiting.
I've been waiting for you to come my way. It's been so long. Feels like days. I know you're lonely, babe. Ever so lonely and blue. But I need a comfort. Take some good care of you. If you hold my hand, then I'm gonna be your man. Whoa, whoa.
And this track, you say, is from his upcoming debut album, and it's kind of interesting. There's kind of a backstory as to how he, you know, was able to get the money, the 16-year-old kid, to record an album.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is he obviously gets a huge amount of support from his family and his parents, but he also got an endorsement deal with Heritage Guitars in Kalamazoo. I think they're actually building him a guitar, as a matter of fact. And, you know, so this new album, Peace of My Mind, really sort of represents some of the original material that he's actually written. And it'll be interesting to see down the road as he develops and matures as an artist and as a songwriter, how some of those songs are going to change over the years. But right now, it's just a lot of fun watching him play. I know he's playing a few big shows here this summer, including the Summertime Blues Series here in the Grand Rapids area, that a series that attracts international stars like Walter Trout and Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. And to have him on board as part of that, I think it must be humbling for him. But at the same time, I think he's pretty excited about it. He actually won a competition last summer in Grand Haven, the Walk the Beat Band competition, and he actually used the recording time that he received as that to help lay down the tracks for this debut album. And so, yeah, he's gotten a lot of help from different quarters in order to get this first album out.
This is an old soul playing. All right, let's take a little listen to some more from Jake Kershaw. This track is Live My Own Life.
Well, I'm tired of trying to live to the standards of my town. Everyone else is looking at me as the faces seem to frown. Well, they told me to. I'm gonna break that mold, start again, standing bold and true. See the ways of how they seem to try. To live in the ways of others, I live my own life.
Is he writing his own stuff as well as being such an incredible guitarist?
Yeah, he's just started. I mean, he will admit that he's really just figuring out the craft of songwriting. And of course, when you're at that age, I think all of this is sort of an exploratory thing. I just appreciate the fact that he understands the importance of really relying on some of the blues masters of old in order to really do what he does best. Jake Kershaw is definitely somebody to look out for down the road, and certainly somebody from this area who's really starting to make an impact.
Well, so just to recap, Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers, their new release is Pluto, Hollywood Makeout with Speedo Spider, and Jake Kershaw, Peace of My Mind. And you can find out more about these and lots of other West Michigan artists. Just go to localspins.com, edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. This was a blast, John, so let's do it again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll see you next month.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.